Dr. Hawkins, to end this session, you've done research on spirituality and war. And I know you have a list of the 7 steps that we can take as a country that would benefit the world. Could you share that with the audience? I know the first of the 7 steps is to form an oligarchic advisory council in addition to the current political system to guide in policy and decision making.
Yeah. That's probably not a familiar concept, you know, in the U.S., oligarchy, the concept of oligarchy. Well, what we did was we took a means of discerning the levels of truth. We went through society, countries, politics, leaders, political structures, political parties, the media. And, of course, what we came out with is not going to please everybody, but we didn't write the book to please everybody, see? If we were going to please everybody, we wouldn't bother writing a book. Any kind of academic study or clinical study, medical study, comes out with recommendations at the end. Mm-hmm. Based on these findings, you know, what would seem to be beneficial, you know, as I recommended, before you invest money in research, is very, very significant and very quick to calibrate the level of integrity of the research design, the researcher, the intention of the study. You can save years and millions of dollars. And it's very beneficial because the taxpayer dollar is something of which we are the steward, that it should be spent wisely for the benefit of as many people as possible. So, all right, after we did is study international politics, the levels of various governments, types of government, political leaders going all the way back in history, see? Mm-hmm. Okay, so after we do sort of a survey, and we ended up what we thought was maybe a basic structure for a science of diplomacy based not on perception and the media image, but on the reality. So studying our own society from a political viewpoint and others and looking at the history of war and analyzing the details of various wars, see, we arrived at some finalizations, suggestions. These are just suggestions, you know. The level of knowledge of the affairs about which they legislate amongst politicians is extremely low. So for instance, they pass laws on, you know, medicine and all kinds of aspects of society, international commerce, etc. And yet their knowledge, they themselves, their knowledge of it is abysmal. Yeah. So the catastrophes of society and civilization have been made over and over again, just repetitiously. If we calibrate the various forms of government, we find that democracy is near the top, but not the actual top. And we find that oligarchy calibrates even higher. So therefore, there's a certain benefit, because the higher the calibration level, in advance of 5 degrees or 5 points, is quite significant. So if we look at political systems, we just calibrate them, you know, abstractly, we see that oligarchy at 415 is the highest of all these various. Democracy is at 410, which is quite high. Iroquois nation is about 400. Coalition, 345. Socialism, 300. Monarchy, 200, etc. Feudal, it goes down from there. All right, so we see oligarchy then. Oligarchy is a very ancient system. It's not familiar to Americans. The survival of most tribal society is based on the wisdom and sagacity of the tribal elders who are revered. The chief is not the same as the oligarchic council of the elders. So what our country seems to lack is a council of elders. See, we have a cabinet. All the political power positions are political appointees. What's important is which party you belong to and who's your friend and who are you obligated to. Who do you have to pay off because of my own particular alignment towards integrity and truth and what is beneficial to the society and the world without any particular positionality, is that we need a council of the elders. Now, you know, the equivalent of a council of the elders is an advisory council, so-called oligarchy. Now, in the old days, a true oligarchy, the council of the elders has the power. Because of the nature of our government, that really couldn't be operationally done. Our constitution is not set up for that. However, something beyond the cabinet level is needed. This has to be made up of statesmen and not politician. Statesman calibrates much higher than politician, because politician has an agenda. A statesman, let's say Churchill during the Second World War, you know, held together the British people together. The lion-hearted, he calibrated over 500. The heart of the lion has held the British people together by God through the London Blitz, etc. So that's a spiritual energy, you see? So you need an oligarchic council. These are people who have nothing more to gain. They've got it made. They've got it made in this world. I don't need anything. I don't need any position. I don't need any title. I don't need money from anybody. There's nothing I want. So what do you do when you've got it all? You offer yourself to be of service. You take people who've been extremely successful in business. They don't need any more money. They've got enough money. They don't need more titles. They don't need more power. But they do have wisdom. How do you build the biggest giant corporation in the world? How do you make General Motors run? How you, you know. So you take the wisdom of these people who have nothing personally to gain, and they share with the country, they share with each other about the country's problems, and then they're available as consultants to the politicians. They're not going to tell you what to do, but if you make this move, you're forgetting about this other consequence, see? You see the political mistake of making a move too fast. And then what you stir up is the opposition. You get the rebound, see? Mm-hmm. Get the rebound. Mm-hmm. So a patrician, a real statesman, would point out, I would make that move, but I would do it slow so that you don't create the opposition. You're going to create a counterwave. You're going to defeat yourself. You're going to get the proposition through the first vote, but then the repercussion is going to hit and they're going to wipe you out again. You see that, you know, the timing of the whole thing. I see political moves that one can feel sympathy for, except you're trying to move it too fast, that's all. It takes a whole generation to get used to a new idea, and then they're open to the next move, and then the next move. Otherwise, you seem too radical, and you cause a counter-reaction, resistance.
Right.
So the oligarchic advisory council is to guide in policy and decision-making. Because they can contextualize it, tell you what's the upside, the downside. Now, when we calibrated politicians' knowledge of the various factors about which they legislate, it's very frightening. It's very frightening. They have practically no knowledge of anything that they're passing legislation about. Mm. Yep. And what information they have is often quite slanted to begin with.
So this council would bring in wisdom without an agenda.
Yeah, mm-hmm. See, mm-hmm. Like you know, life member of the American Psychiatric Association, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
It's just based on 50 years experience and observation, you see, right. And oversight that I feel they're making.
Right.
And I say, here's an oversight, something that needs to be looked at and given greater importance. So whether the people do it or not is irrelevant to me.
Mm-hmm.
But it seemed remiss on my part not to share a clinical observation
right.
That is glaringly missing in current clinical practice.